13 Reasons Why. So, right? I didn't take suicide seriously until I saw that.
I saw two episodes of that show, and I was like, son is bugging, son. Son had to cut on his face for mad long, man.
Yeah.
That cut was there for the whole 13 episodes.
Yo, that but shit no, is wild, bro.
The reason why I say I take suicide more serious is because I realized that, obviously, it's a mental disorder, but everybody's just not
it's
as strong
a
as me.
Disorder? It's not no mental disorder.
Anytime mentally you feel like you want to kill yourself or you no longer want to be here, so you're going to be responsible for making that a thing,
yeah,
then there's a mental issue.
I can't think
you
about
can't debate
like,
that.
I never thought about that shit. Like, why would I want to do that?
Then clearly you don't have that particular mental issue.
You
got to
be low and feel like you have nothing.
You have to be low.
To live
I mean, it could be a lot of different
and
things.
Depression is...
depression leads to like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or severe depression, right? Like to like a
shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. I'm no professional.
No, but you know what I feel? I feel like nowadays, you know, back in the days, I'll take a little. Back in the days, they always used to be like, oh, if you kill yourself, you're going to hell. Nobody
yeah,
is
but that's
that
if you
anymore.
Believe in that's if you believe in a certain religion.
No, even in other religions, like this Hindu lady I know, it's like if you kill yourself, you're going to jail. Can you pour it,
Martin? Yeah.
I mean, I said, Joe, you're going to hell.
So I've been taking the podcast. I go by the name of Sleeve Steve.
Mitch Grayson.
Roxanne.
We are all in the building.
Finally.
Always. I've always been in the building.
No,
so, you know.
I'm always in the building.
I've always been here. I live here, so.
I think I've been out the building, and that's my fault. But we are in the building. So I've been thinking the podcast. How are we doing, people?
I'm fantastic.
How y'all feeling? Because
I'm
feeling
great.
Good.
I feel great.
I'm great.
I feel really nice.
You know, weather's getting nice.
The weather is definitely getting great.
I'm ready.
What you ready for?
What are you ready for? You just...
I'm ready to do what I do, and what I do is what I do.
Is that
and
what
I'm
you do?
Do what I do.
Really?
Okay, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been a wild girl lately, huh?
No, not even. I'm not a wild girl. Roxanne is cool, calm, collected.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're looking for a husband right now.
I'm looking for somebody.
Are you looking for a husband? Husband?
I mean,
like a husband?
She wants a husband.
Like ring type shit?
It could be a ring type of thing, you know.
You're not ready.
Boyfriend.
You're not ready for the ring. You're ready for the boyfriend, though.
You don't know.
You're ready for the boyfriend, though.
Boyfriend
I feel like you'll
that
be faithful.
Turn into a husband.
I feel like you'll be faithful to that nigga if you got a nice man.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. But I mean, it's not going to happen.
It's hard.
It's all right.
What do you mean it's not going to happen?
Not right now. Let me tell you something.
She's speaking into existence. She don't want it to happen.
Okay, it's going to happen, but lately,
okay.
No. I mean, that's because y'all
Yo, so let's speak
me.
About this ongoing war about guys with beards being, you know, saved by the beard.
Yo, man.
Can we talk about this? Because
we can. What's happening? What do you think?
What do you feel? Because since you're the woman.
You talk about a guy with a beard? When not
no, this is what let me explain what I mean. Let me really explain
that's
what I mean.
That's kind of wrong. It's like you have a beard, but Steve don't.
So what does a beard do?
I mean,
my thing is right
for me. The beard catches food and you know particles and you know dirty water off the top of my face.
Chill.
And I just slap it out all at once.
That's disgusting. Listen, yeah. I just feel like right, and this is only because I'm just keeping it funky, like nobody took a bath. Beards have been saving ugly niggas for years.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
And well, you know, I'm not out here looking.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying
he's
is,
he's a person that has his trademark is the beard.
Ooh. James Harden.
Oh yeah, James.
Did
Harden.
Did y'all see the picture with him without one and with one?
Yeah. I did.
And whoo, that beard surely just.
I did.
A beard is like makeup. It's
I came
no,
to this no, conclusion no, no. because I've had a bunch of no. women tell me okay. this. And that's how I'm able to tell you people
okay.
this.
You people.
Yeah, everyone. No, everyone.
All the listeners.
Everyone that's listening.
Okay.
That beards have been saving ugly niggas for years. And that is just a fact. I did Come the survey.
I
did
have
the homework.
A beard, bro.
It's the truth.
When I don't have
I
a beard, I'm the same person and I look the same.
Okay, well, I'm saying there's people out there that don't. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Whoa.
A lot of people can't see what's taking place right now, but Roxanne had a face.
What's up
I'm
with the face?
I'm thinking, and usually the guys that like I've dealt with or whatever, none of them have like full-grown beards.
Yeah, you that bum you sent in the chat earlier? Yeah, he
looked
bad.
Don't do that. It was dark, okay, and I was drinking. It was a bet.
He looks like he's a good listener.
Well, shit, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that hairline was back there, though, too.
I don't know. Y'all dead ass wrong for that.
Anyway.
Y'all had to bring that up? What about the George Foot talk, too?
But listen, I feel like you're biased against beards because you can't grow a beard.
That's not true.
Ooh.
You can't grow a beard like this.
See, I don't know if I can picture you with a beard.
See, the thing is, right?
I don't think you would look right with one. You don't need one. See, Steven, you don't need one.
If he had a beard, he looked like this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, stop. You going off. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Shout out to Dez Bryant throwing the Dallas Cowboys. But we're not going to get into any of that. But no, that's whack. No.
Okay.
The thing is, right? I had a chin strap last year. I played with it. Pause.
That's not a beard. That's a chin strap.
I'm talking. So I didn't get to. I ain't really want to let. Because first of all, to let it grow out, you got to be somebody that don't get groomed regularly in the face area.
Yeah, you're
gonna look crazy. And I'm not that guy. I'm a weekly guy.
Would you consider
actually,
this a beard?
That's a beard.
Nah, I don't consider it a beard.
So what is it?
Beard. This is just facial hair.
All right, and I do want to take this time to shout out Roberto. A lot of people don't know who Roberto is, but Roberto's my barber, and he did a lot of things for me. You know, he got me into, you know, a lot of good situations in my life, and I just want to take this time to appreciate him.
What he does is he do the little.
I got the little stash, and
I see,
got the
I
little
see how
chin.
He gave you the
situation.
The little,
you know. I mean, I don't really, you know,
the musketeer stash. Really,
all right, we going. All right, chill. relax. You gotta relax.
All right,
like wrong.
It's all good.
It's finally
listen,
cut.
It
looks
listen,
good.
Listen.
Well,
it works.
That's good.
It works.
We have one with and one without.
Yeah, it works. Okay. I'm good. I think it works.
It does because you know I can't picture you with one.
It can't picture Mitch without one.
You look like a baby.
Nah, I wouldn't look like a baby. I got a picture without.
You know?
And I bet you look better with
it. I do. Swing the picture. I want to see the picture.
It's probably.
But I don't know. But so you said the guys that you mess with didn't have a beard.
Most of them no.
Do you find guys with beards attractive? This is hilarious. That's terrible. You look terrible. All right. So yeah,
Let me see, guys.
Oh, again, if you can't see what's going on, but the proof is in the pudding. Mitch is looking crazy out here. He's looking crazy out here. So the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you need your beard because you're flourishing out here.
But I was also younger here.
But you're flourishing out here right now. With the beard, are you flourishing?
I'm doing okay.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm happy.
You haven't been to the barber and tell him chop it off?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because it keeps my face warm.
It's not even cold outside.
Yes, it is.
It's a little nippy, but it's not cold. Yeah.
But listen, it's probably
spring.
I'm probably going to get it removed in the summertime, though, man.
I don't think you should do that. Or just don't cut it all off.
All right. I respect it. I mean, again, though, you guys, I mean, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it.
No, but I envy the baby face.
What are you talking about?
Ooh.
You don't grow hair there because your face is very, very smooth and you don't got pores.
Come
up
on,
there.
Bro. I do. The hair grows there. It's just not enough to
he's
know
to
it, so
grown.
I maintain
no,
it.
You got a baby no. face. No, that's not
chill,
what I'm talking
pause.
About.
Yeah. Nah, chill. We not. All right, we moving on.
Anyway, yes.
We're not going to talk about my face and its baby-like features. We will talk
smooth
about...
as a baby's bottom.
I mean, I'm not out here touching on babies. You know, that reference never worked for me. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
You do
I'm not
have
out
two
here.
Brand new nephews.
That's a fact, but I'm not out here rubbing their bottoms.
You don't
so
change the diapers?
Don't have
no.
Any hair.
I'm not a diaper guy. I don't own a child,
oh,
so
that's also
therefore
true.
I avoid all of those situations.
That's also
yeah,
true.
Speaking of which, congratulations to Roxanne.
Oh yeah,
thank
nice.
Goddaughter.
She's got a bundle of joy in her life
Goddaughter.
Now.
Yes, yes.
How's that feel?
It feels great. I mean,
so it's your best friend's baby, huh?
Yes, I watched her deliver.
How
the
was
baby.
That? Oh my goodness!
You gotta,
like,
you gotta
man,
walk
listen,
us
let me tell
through
you
this. You gotta
I
walk
watched
us through
the
this.
Videos, and I'm not
no,
ever pleased.
Not
with the
interested.
It's nothing
ever.
Compared to
the
like,
real thing, right? Oh
no,
my goodness!
Like,
I can't even imagine.
I was there for like mad hours.
Our niggas be passing out, huh?
You could watching that check.
Oh my god!
First
anyway,
of, it's like,
you're seeing a human come out of a pussy.
The vagina is like times 20.
You lied.
Okay.
It made you scared to like, yo, I know
yo,
what I said to look like.
I have someone with four kids, but I'm like,
oh.
Nah, I don't know about that.
But I know, like, I know somebody that we all know mutually has like two and one on the way.
No, I don't.
Oh, no?
Everybody I know has one child.
Oh, man. Cool. It's maybe just me.
Who are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. Continue. What you saying?
Oh, I guess we can talk about that after.
Yeah.
Hold on. Who's about to have another baby?
Who the fuck?
I mean, y'all friends got like mad kids or maybe, whatever. Like, oh, most of y'all friends
none
got
of my
kids,
niggas
right?
got kids. Only one. And he don't got that much.
I have a few friends that have children. Absolutely.
Okay.
And shout out to all my babies out there doing their thing out here in this world. I love
I
them all.
I have two friends.
Now that I think about
Uncle
it.
Uncle Sleevacious
I
got
just
you.
I see a lot of babies. My cousin has a new baby, too.
Yo, babies is all around us. You know,
so
I got
when
a
are
whole
you guys
people.
Having kids?
Not
we're
responsible
not
enough
that.
To have a child yet.
I'm not.
I haven't
I'm
even
not
mastered having a puppy, so I can't have a
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, no,
child.
I'm not good at dogs. I got two of them, and I'm really just I'm taking it day by day. I'm taking it day by day.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean,
oh,
I like
forgot
to,
you have a nice little dog.
I have two. I like two. To come and go when I want to. So
absolutely, that was a point I made recently. I said that'd be the first thing I miss, like if I reproduce. It's like just getting up and going.
You
like,
could do that. Just take your fucking baby with you,
bro. It's not just like that.
Can
swift,
I go to the bar with
swift
my baby?
Movement.
The bar?
Bar.
You know, it's like sometimes your friends hit you up, like, "Yo, let's go out." I can't do that with the child.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Where's your fucking boyfriend at? Your
okay,
husband.
It's the time
boyfriend
that we
boyfriend or
both...
husband? Why does it have to just be boyfriend?
I
can
said
we
both,
stay home
nigga?
Together?
Oh, you did.
Can we stay home together?
Nah, you got to pull up to the bar.
But you want to go out. If you want to stay home together, I'm
what
sure you would be cool
with
that.
What happens if it's a night that we plan, like, you know, where we're going to stay together with the baby?
And
like,
then your friends say, let's go out?
Like, you know, guys, I got to do the family thing.
I guess,
yeah, that's
okay,
what
so
you're
what
saying.
What happens if they want to go to a happy hour and it's like, damn, he's at work right now. So, I mean, I know I'll
and you're
have
at home
baby.
With the baby?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, yo, like, just go to sleep and go to the bar.
So you're going
to
leave the baby home?
If he's sleeping, yeah.
See, that's why you do not need kids. You're
wait,
crazy.
Wait.
You're going to leave the baby
how old is the baby? Wait, whoa.
Baby.
Wait, no.
Okay, because yeah, they turn into toddlers like three.
I'm going to be honest with you. You just asked how old is the baby? So it's a baby, clearly. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a baby.
And you want to say, you want to leave the baby home while the baby is sleeping?
It's fucking sleeping. You take the
monitor. So the baby's going
to
wake up.
You take the monitor with you, bro.
To the bar.
How far them shits work, nigga?
Yo, just stick to not
yeah,
have a kid.
You don't need kids.
All right, that's what I said.
Thought
I'm
was
not
bad.
Responsible.
Nah, just, that's just terrible.
I'm not responsible.
That's terrible.
Bro. Man, fuck a kid.
Oh my God.
Why would you say fuck a kid? You're not interested in reproducing?
Not yet.
When are you when will you will be? Just like a time from how
hey,
many
man,
years?
Hey man, I already made this my New Year's resolution. Like whoever gets pregnant from this day on, man, is gonna have to keep it.
Yeah, when I turned 28, I told someone that I was in a relationship with that if I don't have anybody, it's time. I'll use your sperm or whatever, but I'm going to have me a child.
You should have been had a child.
No, I should not have. Are you crazy?
You should have been had a baby.
Where does that come from? Like,
I feel like
should
be a
why?
Good mother.
I would, but I do not want kids. I like to do what I want to do. I like to come
she
and
just
go
said that.
As
no,
I please.
We just
listen,
had
to tell me with girls like her. She's like, you can't keep track of them, so, you know.
Excuse me?
She'd be like, huh?
Huh?
You and your wild friends.
My wild friend, you don't even know my friends, and my friends are not wild.
Listen,
and
I saw a few of them. They was looking right, man, like some mangoes.
You don't even know my friends. You don't even
they
know
looking,
me.
They was looking like mangoes, Roxanne. I wanted to peel them and, you know, make sorbet and then eat them later.
It's out of control.
But you don't even come around. Y'all act like y'all don't even know Roxanne.
That's
so.
Not true. You can't do this. You can't do this.
We spoke about this already.
How many it's times so have true. I invited y'all out, though? I'm like, oh, let's go to a happy hour or something. Do I see y'all? No.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Oh,
the fact of
here.
The matter is, we do got to do something. Like, that's a fact. That's a that's, fact.
That is fact.
Like, that's a fact. Like,
why,
we,
like it. Clearly,
it's more have... our fault than it is your fault.
Because I'm always. You know, I'm not going to be available for y'all anymore.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. I heard you don't
no,
have some things.
No.
You have some things for us
you
recently.
You going to hurt us live? Oh, you could have
okay.
texted.
No,
that.
No,
oh.
because y'all be doing Roxanne wrong.
Damn.
Roxanne invite you. I thought we could go out as a team.
We can. But, listen, let me tell you something.
But guess what?
Something.
It's like I got to go out and represent us all alone.
That's true. She's right.
Listen.
All alone.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
It's not fair.
We got to get together and go roll out.
We do. No, situational. And you know what? It's short sleeve weather. It's getting there. So,
so we can't do it with coats?
Let me tell you something.
I mean,
right. But it feels better with the short sleeve.
Friday night.
Y'all didn't go out in the wintertime?
Friday night. Yes. We copping,
barely.
We're copping the Quavo.
Oh, hold on. First of all, I'm not drinking no Jose Cuervo. It is Cinco
oh,
de
yeah,
Mayo
because, let me tell you
on
something.
Friday.
How you let
okay.
somebody change up the bottle? She
we're
almost
not
got,
gonna talk
she
about
almost
that.
Got, let's, we, why we can't talk about that? She almost got hit with the switcheroo, but she luckily she's smart enough to be
you know
like,
what?
Nigga,
and,
what
and
the
let's
fuck?
Talk about that for a second because I think that we can't be out here hating on the switcheroo.
But have you done the switcheroo?
I have done.
I've never done that switcheroo. Shit before.
No.
Why?
Let's what explain. Do you do? Let's give some context here, right? Okay. So the switcheroo people, the switcheroo is if you don't, this is for me. This is my definition. Crazy. Right? This is the slavacious definition. If you ain't really got it like that, but you got an empty bottle of a more expensive liquor, you get a cheaper brand of the same color, and you put it into that bottle.
But for what? For the image, though.
I mean, yeah, I did it when I was extremely young, so I'm very open about it.
Okay.
So I was at a time where that was the thing to do. Like,
so this is what you do, right? You get Henny empty, so you finish.
So I had some E&J.
Okay.
And I had an empty Hennessy bottle. Okay. So all I did was I put the E&J in the Hennessy bottle.
Okay.
So when the situation situated, I had Hennessy. And that's the end of the story.
Yo, I feel like this.
This nigga's a fool.
See.
But guys do that to impress girls, to get them drunk, be like, okay, I'm turning up.
And that E&J got their asses drunker than the Hennessy would.
Oh, the E&J's okay, gonna beat you the fuck up. That's what the fucking it's real beat deal you the fuck is.
Up. No.
Okay,
but he just had E&J, so he acted like he had Hennessy. Because, you know, people be like, no, people be like, I only drink this. I only drink. No, you drink E&J. You're not drinking Hennessy. You didn't know
but
that.
Listen, but how do you know say what
the beautiful thing about
E&J
that
gets
is
you more drunk than Hennessy?
Don't know the difference.
You see, that's because you don't drink it that much.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people.
So you can't
just
say
don't
I only drink Hennessy. No, bitch, you're gonna be drinking some E&J, some Pauly, some
water. But you know, they just say that to say that they don't really know
but
what
if
they
a girl
be.
Knows
all
her
I drink
cognac,
is Hennessy. If she knows her cognac,
like
she
our friend Roxanne. She knows her tequila.
Roxanne ain't gonna let you pull that bullshit
she
on her.
She knows her tequila.
So now what was the alcohols involved in
she
your
she just took a whiff and was like, nigga, you're wrong.
Okay, so a guy, he was like, I have some Don Julio for you.
Okay.
And you know,
now, is Don Julio expensive?
It's more expensive than the rest. Don Julio is
more expensive than fucking
it's up there.
Patron?
Yeah. Oh, even a little bit. Patron is not good. Patron is trash.
It's just a name.
Yeah, you just
screamed out.
But you can tell I don't drink tequila like that. Yeah, I'm a Jack.
Well, I'm not a tequila.
I'm a whiskey guy.
I'm a tequila girl.
I love aged barrel whiskey. You know, you can't fuck around with that.
That's all about the Hennessy.
That's a real aged drink. You keep that in the fucking glass container.
Patron to me is at the bottom. So,
yeah, you had the Disney on.
What? Don Julio. And he tried to pour Patron in there.
You saw him do that?
No.
Okay.
I just know my shit.
Okay, that's great.
So I smell and I'm like, this nigga got me fucked up. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm not even gonna embarrass him. I took a sip and I'm just like, I had to give him the side eye. I'm like,
now he was trying to get in your pants or what? What's going on? What's the situation?
What was the scene? What was going on here?
We were just chilling and drinking.
At his house or at the club?
At his house.
Nice.
Okay.
So he had a plan.
He had a plan that did not work.
Damn. Ooh, I would have been tight. I would have been
switcheroo.
Well, that's not my fault.
Switcheroo backfired on me.
Yeah, your switcheroo backfired.
Well, listen,
but I took a mental note. I didn't say nothing, but I'm just like, yo, this nigga think he's slick.
But let me tell you something.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be more careful.
Will Patron get you more drunk than Don Julio?
Well, Don Julio gets me drunk. Don Julio is stronger to me.
Then why do the switcheroo?
Because Don Julio, the taste is better. The quality, everything is better. It's richer.
Mm. Oh, he tried to make you, pull a switcheroo on you.
That's exactly, that's exactly what took place. It's kind of crazy.
That's fucked up. I never did that.
I don't like him. Because
I told y'all the story.
What's his age?
He's our age.
You can't be doing a switcheroo
at
our
age.
But I told
y'all
about the story that happened with that. But we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah,
all of this stuff is happening to me because Mitch and Steve will not put me on to anyone.
Okay,
I got a guy. He's not New York.
I got two guys lined up.
Where he's from?
You know what?
He's Southern.
You can't do that to her.
Where?
I don't want to put it out there right now.
Okay.
He might be listening, so I don't want to put him out there.
Oh, I know. He's from the A.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know who it is, too, bro. It's on.
I don't know if he's from the A.
I got a guy.
You got a guy.
I finally got a guy.
Oh, is it, what's his face?
We're going to talk about this at another time. I got a guy. Shout out to my guy. I see you.
All right, I got two guys.
I'm plugging it.
Okay, so when's my blonde date? When's the first blonde date?
Since you got a guy, right, you should set that up first.
It's getting warm. I got you.
No,
when it's warm in
warm
New York.
Right now.
When I got you in New York, I got you. He's going to come to New York, and he's going to situate a situation.
Okay, now just
do
one
I
question.
Do I know him?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. There's never been enough conversation to where you could. Do you really know anybody? Oh, you see what I'm trying to do?
That's more dig.
You know, did you see what I did?
You know, you just double dig.
Come on.
You know, you got extra dig. But listen, do I know this guy?
You do.
I know I do.
You know you
do. I know I do.
You know him.
And you know, this guy has a good track record, man.
Phenomenal gentleman.
His first girlfriend, man, I was like, oh my god, where did she come from?
What?
Heaven. Heaven.
Wait, who y'all talking about?
You won't know until you meet him in the Blind Date. You remember that show, Blind Date?
Blind Date was a good show.
That we bringing that back.
Ooh. Well,
starting with you,
I think. But I like the Shout out to Flav. I like what
you
Flav
like the,
did.
You like the cycle that he started.
That should come down the steps right here.
That's
while
what I'm saying. Flav set the foundation. That is funny.
He made it serious.
Oh my goodness,
he was serious about finding his love.
So first wait, Steven, talk to your me. Guy. He's not from around here.
Yes, he is.
I don't know.
I know he's from around here.
I don't know
so
where
I
he's from.
I don't know him. I've never met him before.
You met him. You saw him before.
Whoa,
no, I
Mitch,
know
you're going
true.
Off.
Okay.
Mitch, you're going off.
She still won't ever know.
Mitch, she might know.
Hell no.
She don't know.
I know
okay, so you only have one for me?
No, that's just me. I see. I was only responsible for one. Mitch.
I thought it was two apiece.
That's what
two?
I thought.
Was that
yeah,
two?
Yeah. Because I have to X off one.
I guess you should gotta have options.
I gotta work. You're right. I gotta work out
options.
Number two.
You remember Hell Date? What? You remember Hell Date?
Yeah.
Hell Date. Oh, when it was wilding. Yeah, no.
That shit came out with a fucking devil suit.
That was crazy. Was that Tinder before Tinder? Was Tinder?
I guess.
Don't you have some applications going out?
You know, recently I've been real righteous, so I really don't have a lot of those dating apps. But I could tell you from firsthand experience, man, listen.
No, I'm talking about an application you...
Oh, no. You know, that application, you know, that is expired. And that
I just
want to
be like Steve, like, you know.
Yeah, I want to have a strong foundation, long-lasting, you know. Something
that's,
solid.
That's goals, you know, like...
Big goals.
You know, but at the end of the day... I think.
Is it rigorous staying in a relationship?
Everything is situational. You know, there's a time and a place.
It always
for
depends on the situation.
Bro.
Dead ass.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody, everything is for everybody. It ain't for everybody.
I went to a wedding, right?
I'm going to a wedding soon on the 20th.
And the bride's mother was like, I pray to God that my daughter will find the right man. And look, she found him. And I was sitting
is
at the table.
Is he cheating?
No, I was sitting at the table. I was like, damn, my mother did not pray for me to find
But
nobody.
My thing is, like, God is up there like, what?
You don't know if your mother's praying
Listen,
every night.
You can't I tell nobody what to pray for. But I think that's a waste of prayer. Like, there's some real shit going on in the world. And you over here asking
but
God
that's how
to
much
bless
she cares
you
about
man?
Her daughter. That doesn't matter, Steve.
Nigga.
She
listen,
wants her daughter to have
I just,
love.
Listen, I just feel like this, right?
Because she experienced it.
When you go out there looking for things, you find them, right? They
that's
say when
also
you're
true.
Looking for trouble, you find trouble. If you're out there looking for a man, you're going to find a man. That just might not be the man that you need. So I think it's
but
important
she, but you,
to
you're
just
missing the
chill.
Point. She's saying a good man, right? Not just any old man.
This
right?
is my point.
Yeah.
I think those kind of things just kind of fall into your lap. You
yeah.
sit under the tree, you're drinking your pina colada, and an acorn just falls into your lap. It, you didn't ask for that acorn. It just fell.
What
and
are
I
you
think
going to
that
do with
happens.
That
That's the thing.
You got to plant it.
I mean,
and see if it turns
oh,
into
okay,
a tree.
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch is just taking it and just, but we're going to take this time right now,
because I'm retarded,
to shout out some sponsors and pay some bills. Three.
So you're going to want to, you're not supposed to want validation if you're doing something genuinely. So
what
if
you,
mean, if you,
we need some context.
Okay,
you
so here's some context.
Yeah, you just went in.
All right, so say you're, say you see a Thank see you. A series of signs of suicide from one of your high school buddies or friends that you used to know, but you still kind of, you know, have because you just had them there, and now they're going crazy with the status updates, Facebook, whatever you think, and you know you pick up on certain things, patterns, be like, maybe this person's gonna hurt themselves, and what if you send a real, genuine, heartfelt message to that person and they never respond? But then, you know, you see them living their life, you know, doing their thing. And it's like, okay, you are in this state, which is a very serious state to be in somebody's mind. And now you're just, you know, I see you going on like you are never in that state of, you know, the lowest state you could be in to think about hurting yourself.
That's how it happens. That's how it usually goes.
I appreciate that.
Now,
but
this is the point, though. This is the point. Okay. the person who sends the message to help the other, looking for validation on if you actually helped or not, is the wrong thing.
Okay,
it's just not.
So let's because you know what we got to do. What we got to do is okay. with this show. So I've been thinking the podcast. Okay. We got to keep it funky.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's true.
So let me be very clear to anyone who is listening. This is a real situation.
We will
not use words, but somebody that Roxanne knows, that I know, that Mitch Grayson knows.
Why did I say my name first?
I know. So somebody that all of us, we know this person, and this person was going through something or wasn't going through something.
Or just, you know.
I could have just been misreading tweets.
A series of tweets. And a strong series
I reached out because of two reasons. Of influence and
from who?
From people like Mitch Grayson.
Okay, maybe.
Also because I just thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? That's whack.
What if this is serious? And what if I had something to do? Like, what if I could have did something about it when I saw it?
And this is double backing into the show on Netflix, 13 Reasons Why.
Okay,
because
so
I didn't really respect, and I'm not going to, and I'm going to be real. Like, I didn't respect suicide. And let me make sense of that. I didn't understand it. So because I didn't understand it, I didn't really respect it.
And think
that
it was real.
My ignorance. Yes.
That's what I did. That's what I did with anxiety. And, but we're not talking about that right now.
Yeah. And
I thought that shit was stupid. So when people act dumb and they like, oh, it's my anxiety, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You can't control that?
That's what I'm saying. And it's kind of the same thing.
But I'm not like that anymore.
Why
sorry,
would
guys.
You want to harm yourself? Like, are you kidding me? Nothing's that crazy that I would ever want to harm myself. But that's me. So that kind of opened my mind. Like, wow, there's people out here, which of course I should have been knew this, but there's people out there that, you know what I mean, real shit, like I should have been knew it, but there's people out there that they're not as strong as me, that these little worldly issues affect them to the point to where they don't want to be here anymore.
That's crazy.
And I'm just not.
You gotta literally get
there.
To a point where you say, you know what? Nobody cares about me, and I don't care about a motherfucking thing.
So back
it don't
to
even
the young
gotta
lady.
Get to that point.
So
it
back
don't.
To the young lady.
They don't.
We seen the young lady, and we spoke about it as a crew,
as a group, we
as
did.
A group,
okay.
And I reached out, and okay, so nothing happened. Which is cool, because when I say nothing happened, meaning this person didn't harm themselves.
Also, then, this person didn't respond or acknowledge the message.
They didn't respond or acknowledge
and
my message.
You feel some type
but.
Of way.
And I did at first until I realized that I should not have went into that expecting anything.
Not that type of situation. No.
And because, if she's over that point...
If it was ever a real
then,
point,
you know,
though. If it was ever a real
see,
point.
See, you're not going to... You can't
too.
Sit here and
okay,
say
okay.
it's real or fake.
That's true, because you don't know.
Because you don't know. Because That's you true. Can say it's fake and say probably 2 years from now, something happens. So it's like...
That's true.
There were steps and events leading up
That's
to
true. It's probably not at its that. Final stage. Like, you know, it's not... You
so,
know, yeah, okay.
okay, so like, I know someone who said they were going to kill themselves, blah, 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 blah. Kept saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. And we're like... All right, you know, get some help, blah, blah, blah. And you got help or whatever, and they still decided to take their life.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
So it's like, it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow.
That's like when I first went to school. And like the first year I was up there, some freshman dude offed himself because I guess he was not out the closet yet. But people were like making fun of him for it. And then like. In the dorm room, too, like, just, you know. I'm like, damn, you got to be really low and hurt to be on that level.
Because some people can't.
Is it a mental thing? Like,
It's something yet.
It's got to be mental, because if you process the specifics.
It's
like,
mental because you can't, everything doesn't flow in your head.
And you can't
control it.
Exactly. If you feel like you're at a point where there is no up and... There's only down, and you want to harm yourself, you can't be dealing with like somebody that has it all. Like,
but
you know what I mean? Like,
you can be depressed.
Yeah, they're probably
not crazy,
but okay, but how about this? But what about this? Okay, no, because listen about this.
That's a great point.
You act like people are born, they get to a certain age and become suicidal.
No kids. There are kids that's like 10 that commit suicide. They're little ass kids that commit suicide.
That's true.
But
that's true. That's true. I didn't think also, about that. Because I'm thinking like you got to grow into that
stage.
No,
you don't have to grow into that stage. It all depends. But you, also there's medicines.
If you think about 13 Reasons Why, there's no reason that besides off, high school
first
shit.
First off, I'm not going to say all of that shit was her fault. Okay, you watched the dude rape the girl. I know that's crazy. That's going to fuck right? your head up. Yeah, 13 okay. Reasons Why.
Yeah.
But you going to go do whatever and get in a hot tub with him? And he just raped her?
But that's the thing, too.
Maybe she was afraid. But
that, No. This was another
rape.
Year. Oh, it was a whole new school year.
Oh, this
year.
Is like later.
This happened last school year. And now you a new person, new you. They say get in a hot tub. You say you don't have a bathing suit. And then you get in with your brown panties.
But you know he rapes bitches.
And you know he's a rapist.
And you went to his house. No, exit out. I'm like, nah, my nigga, I'm good. Wow. First of all, I'm not coming around you because I don't trust you.
And we can't. I'm not blaming her. But that was wild.
Okay, and say like with the dude Clay. If you saying you pushing somebody.
I don't know who Clay is, sir.
Because you should have watched it.
You should have watched it.
I watched two episodes. The nigga was in the gym. They was playing basketball.
I'm just sipping my wine because Mitch does not listen.
The nigga got up and ran in the middle of the basketball game and was like, no. He saw a dead bitch with mad blood. I was like, what kind of show is this?
First of all, I didn't like how they actually showed her. Commit suicide. Like
she did, they showed that.
They showed the
everybody.
Real
I couldn't watch it. Everybody's
thing.
Not that
what
strong.
What you mean the real thing?
Like
they show her
slitting
her wrists
in the bathtub.
Both of them in the bathtub.
And it was like, ooh,
like graph, like
oh, graphic. Okay, it was
graphic.
Okay.
But
fuck my head up. Fuck my head.
That shit
up.
Real?
Is no? You want to know? It's a little real, but like I said, suicidal people are not vindictive like that. They're not going to sit there and let it be known that you hurt me. This is what you did. You're not going to make everyone else hurt. Because she made all of those 13, matter of fact, 14 people, matter of fact, about 20 people. She made all of them
hurt. Why you say 20? I thought it was 13.
Because you got her parents. You got the, it's
first
too many.
First of all, it was 14. Because he made 14.
Yeah.
Clay.
Yo, he killed himself?
No.
Clay body himself?
Can you know
oh,
what?
Okay, sorry. Okay,
you just
going to
sit out
continue,
and
yeah,
talk
okay,
about
relax.
13 reasons.
So he really, it was really 14.
I'm high.
And then everybody else that was affected. I don't think that's taken into consideration enough how many people will be affected by this decision.
So say the person I know that committed suicide. You had a mother and father, a daughter, family, and it's like I feel like suicide is selfish. Like, you had a loving family and everything. You had a child. Like, you can't do that to your child.
I had two people in my life that was thinking about or considering suicide. And one of them, I smacked them into, literally. And then the other one, there was a conversation, but I never really got it. And that's kind of how I handled my reaction to it.
You know, there's nothing you can do to somebody that wants to commit suicide. You can tell them how much you love them, how much life is so
that's
good,
true. If they don't really own up to it and try to get
it's
real
not
help,
even
it's
about owning
help.
Up. If they can't fathom that, the love and everything that they have, they're still going to do it. Because it's something wrong in their head that is like the positive things.
Can't outweigh the nonsense.
It's not in their head. And also, there's depression medicine, because my cousin's on depression medicine. And you know, depression medicine gives you suicidal thoughts.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to fucking help.
There's some side effects to those medications.
That's side effects.
Yeah.
But it's
suicidal
supposed to
thoughts.
Help, though.
So, you're depressed. You're taking depression medicine.
And I recommend for people with severe depression, and I am no doctor by any means, marijuana is superb for.
It works. It's a multi.
And don't go
drug.
To drinking because you're gonna be drinking too much.
Don't
I mean,
drink.
I love to drink.
Don't
but...
go to drinking. Marijuana and smoke it out of papers or bongs. Let's smoke healthy. And if that's
edibles.
An oxymoron, smoke
edibles
healthy.
Are good too. But edibles get you too high.
Edibles as well.
You too lazy to kill yourself.
I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know.
That might work. But all in all. What I got from it was that I have a newfound respect for people that go through those things and those mental issues and those battles with life and these worldly issues and them, you know, really taking, like, beating on a person to a point where they no longer want to be here. I envy those people. And I take it more serious now. And I appreciate that. There was a lot of backlash for that that Netflix shit. But it, for me, I got a lot from it. Mm-hmm. And that shit is real, bro. Like, it's real. Like, the high school we went to, it was cruel. It was mm-hmm. crazy.
But I think it was on different levels.
I don't.
Niggas was real cruel. Yeah, you like that's a good word.
Like, there was a nigga. There was a nigga that I went to high school.
Oh, I didn't go to high school with y'all.
Yeah, we gonna move on after this. Like,
speaking of favors,
listen. There was a nigga we went to high school with, and his nickname was, and I hate to say this, I didn't make this up. This is a real thing. His nickname was 9/11, because it all stemmed from a joke.
I remember that
of his father dying. In September 11th.
Oh, yeah, that's terrorism. Fucked
that
up.
That was serious.
Like, that's how up. Crazy.
That's fucked up.
Where So my point is, kids are fucking cruel and
evil.
We didn't have those situations where I'm from. We didn't have those situations. We didn't have those dynamics. So I have a new appreciation for people because I've realized that we're not all, you know, built the same, you know, the same way. So shout out to the people that see people that they know or they might not know, but they just
show love. You never know.
You know what I mean? Just reach out that hand and give some type of advice or some kind of loving word.
It can take you a long way. You know, way.
I don't regret what I did.
Being nice to people, it goes a long way.
I don't regret the message.
You could be the only person I've been nice to them that day.
Yeah,
I love being nice.
Just like she was waiting for the counselor to help her.
What you mean waiting?
She wanted first. Oh, she just wanted everybody to be on her ass. She was waiting.
So you're saying pressure. She should have killed herself?
No. Yeah. Hell no. I would never say that. I would never say
but,
that.
But she wanted people to apply pressure. Like, she'd be like, no, Mitch, get away. And you'd be like, oh, okay. But no, she wouldn't be like, no, please tell me. What's wrong? Like, pretty much that. Like, she just wanted
it's that. The guy she wanted people to just dig a little bit.
Say yeah. It's the guy, the nicest guy, the guy who's in love with you, infatuated with you, and you like, all right, I'm finally going, you know. And then you tell him to get the hell away from you like 5 times. What do you expect him to do? Get away from you. You hurt him more than he hurt you by not coming back.
Okay. But she just didn't realize it.
She wanted somebody to be on her ass.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You want everybody's ass.
I'm not on nobody's ass, but, you know, it just appears that way. But what I'm saying is, maybe should I go back and watch it? Is it good enough to watch?
I think so. I think it's a good, like me, I'm not into shit like that. But yeah. when I watched the first episode, it was wow, compelling. Like it grabbed me.
I wanted everybody to watch it because I felt a little mean by the things I was saying about it because I didn't agree with everything. And it's like,
yeah, did y'all see this show called The Night Of?
On HBO? When
the Indian kid?
I only watched like the first episode. I have to go back. Let me tell you something.
The first episode is fantastic. When
the girl died or something like that and they arrested him.
The nigga had the knife or some shit.
I gotta check it out.
You do. It's very good. But let me tell you something. Power coming back.
Power's coming back.
It's one of my favorite
shows. Best show on television.
She said she's
rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
I miss Power. Rest in peace,
Charlie Murphy. You know what? There's gonna be a lot of Saturday nights. I'm gonna be in there watching Power, but it's gonna be a lot of Friday mornings. I'm gonna be watching Power too. I mean Friday night. I'm gonna be watching Power. Like 12:00 a.m. She comes out. You see the shit instead of watching it until next morning.
Oh, see, I don't mind watching it when everybody else watches because it deserves that. It might be the only show that can get that from me.
That's true.
I tune in for Power.
That's me too, nigga. I tune in early. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Listen, I missed it, so sorry.
Wait, you never saw it?
I couldn't watch some of the episodes.
And why is that? You didn't like the show?
The bitch wasn't around.
Oh. Okay. You should go back and watch those.
I'll wait till it comes back on.
I guess that's cool too. You just pick
up. No, you should. You should brush up.
I know what happened. I was able to watch the last episode, so I know what happened.
So did you see the Lala episode when she, you know, showed her beautiful bosoms?
Speaking of Lala, yes. She needs to stop playing and she needs to take Mello.
Can we talk about homewreckers? we could save that for another one.
There is no homewreckers. Mello did not do anything wrong. Let me
tell you something about that situation.
That's false. All those allegations are false.
You don't
false.
Know the truth, and I believe Mello.
And she needs to take him back.
Work it out. You both cheated.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, because she fucked the nigga in Power, didn't
she? Let me tell you guys something. She's getting all this publicity because she's hosting this show.
Hold on. Time out. Pause. I remember I retweeted this to y'all on Twitter. Would y'all stay with someone who cheated on y'all?
It depends.
I thought it was hell nah.
I thought it was nah too. And I think I'm still on nah.
There's levels to this shit.
What levels?
But I've never been in that situation.
That's a whole nother show.
I've never been in that situation, honestly.
So maybe you would take them back.
I don't think I would. I wouldn't trust them.
Does it depend on the guy? So you expect her to take him back when he cheated?
For women, it's different because they go there because, you know.
Because they what?
They're based off feelings.
That's not true.
That's why I said it's complicated.
Some bitches just want dick.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's complicated.
That's what I was going to say.
No, some chicks just want to have fun.
Girls really love guys and really think that they're going to change.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
No, it's not.
And guys be like, man, this bitch is not going to change. She did me dirty and I feel some type of way. Even though I don't want to say that because I sound like a bitch. I feel some type of fucking way still to this day.
But y'all can do all the cheating and expect for the female to just take y'all back.
This is one of those double standards that you're going to have to live with.
Because if a guy get a side chick or whatever, not a whole bunch of chicks, but you got a side chick.
One main one?
You got.
That's dangerous.
Your second girlfriend. You're going to have feelings for her.
That's dangerous. Oh, trust me. See, now that's a situation.
Those feelings going to come.
That's a situation I may or may not be familiar with.
You are familiar with those.
Oh, come on.
Huh, Mitch, please.
You can't.
Mitch, I don't think you've ever been faithful. Mitch,
please. We can't stand
Mitch,
can't
please. We got to get that drop.
Word, Mitch, that's fucking please. Hilarious. But listen, that's not the case now. So
now,
I can tell you from,
we're going to talk about the past.
I could tell you from experience, though, that, you know, when you do have like somebody that you see every day besides your girlfriend or talk to every day besides your girlfriend, that's also a woman that you're attracted to and she's attracted to you and she really doesn't, you know, respect
your situation. Okay,
it could get, if you get one feeling involved, you fucked up.
Yo, it's milk on the floor. It can get messy. Yeah.
No, it, you know what? Messy. I feel fucked like up. I milk feel like on this. The floor. I feel like it depends. It all depends. But sometimes you can make it work. Sometimes you can't.
Listen,
that's always. So it's true, but it's wrong at that.
But but y'all can't sit here and say just because it's a female, she's gonna want more than just dick.
She does.
No,
she wants more. Cause you know what? If the dick is good and the good dick provider is offering more, she gonna take it. That's just how that works.
You know, I feel no. If she just wants dick and the dick is good, she's gonna take everything plus the dick.
Because
now, are we talking about the side chick or the first girlfriend or the second girlfriend?
I don't give a fuck which girlfriend it is.
She's gonna stay.
If the dick is good and the dick provider is offering more than just good dick, what about this?
So what about this? A female who's not in a relationship. But just getting dick from a guy. She doesn't want nothing else. Oh, y'all go out here and there. She doesn't have any feelings for him. She just wants the dick.
Okay.
What is that?
That's just her using him for dick.
So is she in a relationship and using him for a... So say she...
So that means her relationship is not good in that department.
Yeah.
No.
If she got to get dick elsewhere, her dick is clearly not a good enough dick.
What
the fuck? Okay.
Have you cheated before?
Yes. We all here have cheated before.
No,
so
don't put me in this.
I'll take the blame. So what?
First of all, I don't even have one boyfriend in my life.
What's the next question?
So you've cheated before, right?
Okay.
So you're saying when you cheated, the coon shit wasn't good enough. That's why you cheated. So you
That's
cheated
not
because
the same situation.
You cheated
you know
because
you
the
did?
Coon shit not good.
You're telling me that all the girl wanted from me was my dick. You sure that girl didn't like me or like fall
I'm
in love with me?
I'm not talking about the girl. I'm talking about you because I could be
for
with somebody.
For me, it's a different situation because I could be with somebody too, and I could be with two people at the one time.
I could be with somebody, and guess what? Maybe I don't want his dick, but I want his dick, but he like me, but I don't like him. So that his feelings don't have anything to do with me.
And then you treat him any type of way because you don't give a fuck.
But just because he has feelings for me, that's not my fault. I don't have any feelings.
Exactly. That's what. Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
It could go a whole bunch of ways.
You gotta explain to them, like, I don't feel the same way you do about you, like, about the situation. Like, I don't feel.
Okay, so you haven't explained that to another female, like, you know, I got a girl, and
I'm not trying to be with you on that level. Of course, I've said that.
And what happened?
Either they respected it or didn't give a fuck and kept doing what they wanted to do when I wanted to do it.
I mean, I think it, like I said, I think it depends on the female, it depends on the male, and it depends on the relationship.
It definitely does, because
if they go in it from if they go in it from the gate, like, okay, I have a shorty, I have a nigga, we just here for fucking, then you know what? Whoop, there it is.
Okay, but feelings do get involved.
Feelings
that's what I'm saying.
Get involved, but you know you got to keep that in the back of your head.
It's hard. It's hard.
I don't think it's that hard.
I do. It may be.
So have y'all? Well, Mitch, have you ever been around two of your females, your side chick and your main chick?
Oh no! See, that's forbidden. That's like one of the 10 cheating commandments.
You never been out, and it just so happened that boom. Because I feel like you told me you have.
The 10 cheating commandments coming
out. But I feel like you told me you've been around
September 2019.
Your side chick and your main chick.
September 2019.
Yeah, it's gonna be a small manual put together.
10 cheat commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could write a whole series.
I shouldn't even put this on the podcast because it's kind of gold idea.
Wait. So what about? Never mind. I'm not gonna ask about that.
Buy that book. The manual. Sorry.
You coming for this nigga, Charlamagne?
Young shit.
Listen.
Well, Mitch ain't shit.
This is Mitch Grayson. This is Roxanne.
I can't say Slim my own Steve's name.
I'm all okay. Go ahead. This is Mitch Grayson, though.
Repeat it.
This is Mitch Grayson. I'm Roxanne, and I'm Sleeve Steve. And this is SIBK, the podcast.
That's
follow
your sexy
us
voice.
On Twitter. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at, what's this Twitter? At Sleeve Steve. Follow us on Twitter at Roxanne SIBK. Could you spell it though?
It is. Hold on. You supposed to be talking for me. You spell it.
Don't try and be out here.
No, you do it.
We talking about crazy people on this podcast, this episode.
No, you do it.
We talking about, we at Roxanne.
Who texting you?
That's my brother.
I know who your brother is.
Shout out to your brother.
Shout out to my brother.
Shout out to your brother.
Both of them.
Think Racing 2019.
We should get some Think Strippers.
Think Strippers.
Think Bottle Girls. What y'all think about that?
We can make a nice Riesling and age it over a couple years. Have Think Wine.
Think Tequila?
You know, yeah.
My friend said, why did the Mexican tequila cross the road?
Why?
This is in honor of Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, why?
To kill her. Ha, ha, ha. Tequila?
To kill her, though?
But tequila.
That's so negative.
It's
just very negative.
It's a
but
dry
you say
joke.
That to a suicidal person, and guess what?
Now, guess what? They're dead.
See, y'all didn't. You know what? I'm over this.
It's fucked up.
13 Reasons did too much to people.
Okay, so spell your Twitter name, though, so we can get out of here.
It is Roxanne, Roxanne, _ SIBK.
See, I knew that. That's what I knew that. And
no,
follow
you didn't
me
say that.
At Mitch Grayson. MITCHGREA. Oh, listen. MITCHGREYSON.
What the fuck? Okay, got that right. And this is So I've Been Thinking the podcast. I need y'all to do me a big favor. Live life accordingly. I'ma holla at y'all.